Hello, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. Is your weekly schedule so hectic that you just don't have the time or energy for healthy cooking? Instead, you order a pizza or you go to the drive-thru, or worse, you eat that processed microwavable meals? Unfortunately, these aren't the best choices, especially if you want to lose weight. Joining us today is best-selling author Nikki Sharp, who will share how you can meal prep your way to weight loss. She's an international model and one of today's top Instagram sensations. After realizing there was more to life than being skinny, she began focusing on how to be trim and healthy without having to compromise on eating good food. If you want to lose those unwanted pounds, detox your body, and achieve optimal health, don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a certified health coach through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, a yoga instructor, and a world-renowned plant-based chef. She studied at the Institute of Optimal Nutrition and College of Naturopathic Medicine in London, where she gained vast knowledge in subjects ranging from sports nutrition, weight management, raw foods, and Ayurveda. She's an internationally known wellness expert and best-selling author of The 5-Day Real Food Detox, a revolutionary approach to cleansing your body while losing weight. It's also a number one mobile app. She's been featured in Cosmopolitan, Shape, Elle, Men's Health, and Women's Health, just to name a few. She's also appeared on many television shows, including Hollywood Today, Hallmark's Home and Family, Extra, Access Hollywood, Good Day LA, and Fox News Health. Her latest book is called Meal Prep Your Way to Weight Loss. Welcome to the show, Nikki Sharp.
Thank you so much. What an intro.
Yes. So great to have you on the show. And I love your latest book. It shares how we can meal prep our way to weight loss. Tell us what inspired you to write this book.
Yes. So the book itself, and the title is a little bit deceiving because obviously when I work with clients, and I'm sure you get a lot of people that come to you and they say, hey, I want to lose weight. And so the book itself is a way to change your lifestyle. It's not about a quick fix. It's not about dieting. It's about learning how to eat what's right for your body to see results for the rest of your life. So everything in this book was inspired by the fact that people are not seeing results from dieting. We know that they don't work. And I wanted to create a solution for people that really teaches them how to listen to their own internal guide and find what works and what doesn't, but guiding them, you know, with recipes, with all of the information. And that was the inspiration. And it so far helped a lot of people. It's a different approach, we'll say, to losing weight and keeping it off.
Yeah. You know, the one excuse I hear from my patients the most as to why they don't eat healthy is they just don't have the time. And, you know, you've got the convenience of the drive-through and ordering a pizza. It's so tempting. I was happy to see your book addressing what I've been recommending for years. Prep your food like on the weekend when you do have the time and you can eat throughout your busy week that you made on the weekend. For those that are using that four-letter excuse, time, what advice can you offer?
Absolutely. So it takes longer to go to the drive-through, let's say 3 times a day, if you're going for breakfast, lunch, dinner, than it would to actually go home and put something on the stove for 20 minutes in one sitting. You can roast some vegetables, steam some broccoli, heat some tempeh up, and you can put it into containers and it's good for the rest of the week. So it doesn't need to be complicated. And whenever someone says, I don't have time, it's because you're not prioritizing the results that you want to see. If you don't have the time, but you're trying to see the results, then you're not enjoying the process. And so I always say that if that's your number one goal, losing weight, then you really have to look at where your prioritization of time is, because if that absolutely is the goal, you will make it happen. But if it's too convenient that, you know, you go to the drive-thru, then of course you will never see the results. And at that point, there's not much you or I can do for people, because it's just a matter of really having them believe that they can do it. And my book walks through all of the steps on making it the least amount of complicated as possible.
Right. And, you know, you're bringing up, you know, convenience. And is what's more important to you folks? Is it convenience or being healthy and being thin and fighting the diabetes that maybe afflicts you? You know, convenience is great, but it's another level. And I agree with that. You know, they're using convenience that's on the way to work, but you're right. It does take time to sit in the line. You got to pay for gas and the cost. You go into the drive through twice a day. It's cheaper to go get a big bag of vegetables and make them yourself, wouldn't it be?
It is. And places like Kroger and Ralph's and Whole Foods and King Supers, they've all made it really easy to eat well because you can go and they've already chopped up your vegetables for you. Yes, you're going to pay a premium on a diced onion, but by eating the real foods, the plant-based foods, and I'm not saying anything of whether someone should be, you know, paleo or vegan. I'm just saying we know that we should be eating more plants, so vegetables, fruits, legumes. And when you do that, your body naturally will see the results. You'll stop craving foods and you'll stop spending money. So you do end up saving money, even though the premium might be a little more for spiralized zucchini, for example.
That makes sense. You know, you've got this super ultra lean figure that most females put on their fairy tale wish list. I mean, you're a fairy tale and something that's unachievable. And most people think being thin requires eating one small meal a day, but that's not true. You're a chef and you eat great food. Share with our listeners why depriving yourself of eating is not the way to go if you want to lose weight.
Absolutely. So I do have a model body, but I used to be skinny fat. And this is before I learned about health. So I was always skinny, but I was definitely not healthy. And then I gained about 30 pounds and I did not feel comfortable in my skin. Just for the listeners out there, I've battled everything from insomnia for about 7 years to I was on Accutane 3 times. I was on antidepressant medication. I battled 2 eating disorders. So I've kind of gone through all of it, which is why I'm here today promoting this lifestyle. And the figure that I have now is that I actually work out less than I ever have in my life. I eat foods that I want. I don't deprive myself of anything. And by doing that, I've also stopped binging. So one of the big things that, especially in America, that we face is that people tend to overeat or emotionally eat when they're tired, when they're lonely, when they're stressed out, when they're angry. And so what I do is I teach people how to, if you're going to binge, turning it into a beautiful binge, I call it. So that's one aspect of getting a leaner body, is to cut the cravings by giving into the cravings and not feeling guilty about it. The other thing is learning, as I said, learning to eat plant-based, nutrient-rich foods, which every recipe I promote is something that is cheap, it's not going to be expensive, and it will fulfill and nourish you, that naturally your cravings start to go away. So one of the easiest tips that I have for people is put 3 colors on each plate. So whenever you're eating, try to have a red, a purple, a green. So for example, red cabbage, you could have beets, you could have edamame or cucumber, add a tomato. And the more colors that you have on your plate, the more satisfied your eyes. So we eat with our eyes, and the more satisfied your eyes feel, which means that you're also getting all of the nutrients and it cuts cravings naturally. So that is, if nothing else, that is the number one way for people to lose weight and to get a figure like I have. And I'm personally not scared of using things like salt and very high quality olive oil. And I use nutritional yeast often in replacement of cheese, but I don't put any sort of fear on food. And in America, we have the standard American diet, which is very bad. And then we also have the fear around food. So we're too scared to eat cheese and wine and pasta and all of these things. And so I really try to teach people that it's absolutely okay to have all of these things. You just want to eat them in really high quality products and sources. So if you're eating cheese, make sure it's organic from Whole Foods, for example. But take away the guilt, because the guilt is one of the biggest reasons that people are not seeing results.
Yeah, and I love that, how you change things up a lot during your advice on what to eat, because one of the main reasons people stop dieting is because it lacks variety. It gets boring, same old, monotonous. Mm-hmm. And you've just said, hey, you can have a few little cheat days here and there. It's not all or nothing. And I think when you have the all or nothing, you bring out the word die and the word diet. It has the word die in it because people feel what they're doing. Yeah, you make it kind of fun and interesting, and people stay on it. You know, if you have to follow these foods that come to your door, that's all you have to eat, that can get boring.
It is boring. And I also recommend people not to call it a cheat day, because cheat day is saying that there is something inherently bad about what you're doing. So it puts the guilt factor higher up.
Right.
So if you let's say you want to eat pizza, there are days when I really am craving a very bad for you Domino's pizza, and I will make it so that if I'm eating that, or I'm going maybe a level up in the quality of pizza, I sit down and I end up eating it with a knife and fork, and maybe I'll have a glass of red wine with it. I'll light a candle. So it's taking away this feeling of that I'm cheating. I'm not allowed to do this, because when we give into the things that we want, but we do it consciously, we end up enjoying it. So it's not a recurring thing that, like, oh my God, I can't have the chocolate. And then we binge on, the chocolate, since we say we'll never have it again, or we won't have it for another week or 2 weeks. So that's one of the big things. And the other thing that I do speak about is that, and especially in this book, is just that if you are trying to diet or lose weight, or, you do have the meal boxes being delivered, for example, it does get boring, and that's why you need to learn how to intuitively eat for your own body. So yes, I sell books on recipes, and I have the meal plan, but every single thing is teaching people that you have to make it work for your lifestyle, for your work schedule, your lifestyle, your job, your family, because no two people are going to be the same.
More with Dr. David Friedman coming up, but first I want to tell you about Kaya Biotics. Kaya Biotics are high-quality probiotics to improve gut health. Now, you want to feel good and live your best life, but if your gut isn't healthy or functioning properly, life can be miserable. The gut and its impact on our physical and mental health has been underestimated for years, and that's where Kaya Biotics comes in. Probiotics that are exclusively certified organic and only include organic ingredients, a complete novelty for probiotics. Plus, it's easy to get the right probiotic for your needs with three different probiotic supplements. And there's no unnecessary fillers, additives, or anti-caking agents. And Kaya Biotics are also vegan, GMO-free, and come in stomach acid-resistant late-release capsules. So try Kaya Biotics. It's a treat for your gut. Choose the right organic probiotic formula for your body and save 25% off your first purchase by using the code GOODHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. That's Kaya Biotics.com, and save 25% off your first purchase. Once again, use the code GOODHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. Now back to Dr. David Friedman and to your good health.
For parents listening today that compete with the video games for attention, wouldn't prepping with their kids and cooking with their kids on the weekends offer some bonding family time? I mean, something they can do together. Not to mention, this teaches kids fairly early on the value of healthy eating.
Absolutely. So one of my favorite things to do is workshops. And I work with a lot of young adults and teenagers who have Down syndrome and are on the autism spectrum. And one of the best workshops that we do is we get the kids involved with starting to spiralize noodles. And then we get the parents or the caretakers to also come in, and you see how enjoyable it is for these kids. And so you don't have to have a kid that, is on the autism spectrum, for example, but it's all kids like to play. That's what they are inherently born to do. And so we as parents start to take things more seriously as, life beats us up. But if we go back to that kid-like playfulness, the kids will love it, and they love to spiralize noodles. You get a spiralizer on Amazon for $30. You can do it with apples, with sweet potatoes. You can make curly fries, zucchini, cucumber, or carrots. There's all these different really fun things to do. And giving the kids, you know, colorful fruits and vegetables and having them chop up their own things and not just, you know, boring broccoli that not very many people like, but really starting to make fun things with food. So making shapes, and like if you're going to make a pizza, you could do a cauliflower-based pizza with cheese, with homemade tomato sauce, and make it look like Angry Birds, for example. So it is a wonderful experience for parents to get involved with their kids, especially as you relate it to things that they're enjoying in that moment, and cartoons or, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah, it's great. You kind of, what you're describing it is almost like art class. You know, it's a fun thing they do, and they create different things, and it makes food fun. And you know what? It makes it more delicious, because when you've made it, I don't know about you, when I make something, I enjoy it more than if I go to a restaurant, because I know the time it put into it and it's fun. I enjoy cooking, but because of that, I enjoy eating it more. So wouldn't that be the case also with
kids? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say to clients, you are allowed to eat any single thing that you want at any given moment during the week, as long as you make it. So I don't care if they want, if they're craving cookies, I say, good, have the cookies, but I want you to start from scratch and actually make the cookie dough and then bake the cookies. Because by the time you've done that, you've actually enjoyed the process so much. And whenever you are cooking, I always say, make it fun. So for me, I love music. I love jazz music, especially. So on a Sunday afternoon, I'll put jazz music on, and I really just get transformed into this experience where it's no longer, oh, I have to do this. It's putting something nice on, or I'll put a movie on while I'm chopping vegetables and roasting things. So it's just making it enjoyable. And I say very similar to with exercise. When we exercise because we overate, or we think that our body is not good enough, therefore we need to go for a run to look better, you are putting in negative habits and negative thought patterns for what we're doing. So instead, we want to switch it and make it into a positive. So I exercise because I want to have energy and feel good when I wake up, or I want to sleep better because we know that sleep is the most regenerative thing for our body. So when you reframe your mind from it being a negative, oh, I have to meal prep on Sunday, or I have to go for a run because I ate too much, to I get to do this, it immediately also changes all the association around what you're doing.
So true. You know, I have so many patients who are able to stick to healthy meals, but when it comes to snacking, that's when they lose. And I love how you just brought up cookies. In your book, you have a chapter on prepping snacks and desserts. Share how desserts and snacks aren't really off limits on your program. There's a few others that can people go, what? That doesn't sound like it's going to help me lose weight, but it does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if you're, I mentioned this in the book, if you want to drink alcohol while you're doing the 28-day plan, I say do it. I mean, try to stick to one day a week, because, you know, we do need to cut certain things out if we're trying to see results. But one of the biggest mishaps or failures, we'll say, in regard to seeing results is thinking that it just comes from the food that you eat or the exercise you do. We don't place enough emphasis on the stress that people have. And so if you're eating perfectly, let's say for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and you're doing your workout, but you're in a very high stressful job, well, inevitably you will end up eating something that is going to put you down the rabbit hole. So for snacks, you know, if you're not eating a good nutrient dense, colorful meal, you're going to end up being quite hungry by the time you get off of work. And we know that the body needs sugar in that moment. And so what do we go for? We go for the things that are the most easily digested, sugar-filled things, carbohydrates, i.e. So when it comes to snacking, I always say, again, try to go for whole foods. If you're feeling stressed, and I go into all of this in the book, if you're feeling stressed and you're reaching for potato chips, that's because you need to crunch, just switch it out for raw almonds. So raw almonds and an apple and put some cinnamon, and you will feel so much more nourished and also satisfied that you don't continuously end up eating bad. But the side of that is also taking away, again, that guilt of that you're not eating perfectly, because there's no such thing as perfect. It's just eating the best that you can each day. And every single person listening knows what is right for them. So we know what our body needs, and we overcomplicate it and we say, oh, well, I shouldn't eat this. And this doctor said this, and that Instagram influencer said this. And I try to get people to just go back to, what is your body telling you? What feels best? What gives you energy? And just focusing on that every single day. So just asking yourself, will this make me feel light and filled with energy? If the answer is no, then you know that it's not going to make you feel good. So we don't need to complicate it quite so much.
Yeah. And I love how you bring up the everyone complicates it. And my view is this is like you know, we have a sweet tooth. We were born with it. I don't think our designer made a mistake on our tongue. We have this craving for sweets. Just do the right kind. And you know what? People, experts say salt is the worst thing for. I go, really? The body's 70% salt, water. How is it bad for us? Without it, we die. You just want the right kind. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I'll get these all or nothing experts on here. So that's why I love what you're saying. Well, what's your opinion? I'm curious about fruits. That's a new one I've been hearing from experts saying, hey, it has fructose. It can spike your glucose. Stay away from it. It can cause you to gain weight. How do you feel about fruit?
Yes. So fruit itself in the whole thing that falls from the tree, grows from the ground, absolutely, 100% we should be having fruit. Now, what gets a little tricky is when it's, you know, people say, yes, it has fructose, all of that. Well, if you are buying something and you are reading a label already, we know that it's not as good for you. So if it comes in a carton, a package, a plastic bag, you probably shouldn't be eating too much of it, right? Like, we can all agree on that. So if you're eating, let's say, a granola bar, that it's made with fructose, so therefore it's better for you. If you're trying to see results, then go eat an apple with cinnamon and almonds, for example. Anything that has the sugar that's been removed, so you can get something like date syrup. Well, the full date itself has so much fiber, but when you compress it, you take away all the fiber and you're just left with sugar. It's very similar to juicing. I'm a fan of juices if they're green only, but if you're juicing and you're putting apple into it, you're not going to see the results, because your body needs the fiber in order to combat the sugar. So when you have sugar, if you don't have fiber, it will spike your blood sugar, and that's what leads to crashes, weight gain, all of that. But when you eat an orange, you have the fiber, or the banana, it slows down the rate of consumption of the sugar in the body. Right. And so you know that, you tell your patients that, obviously. I am not a fan of any doctor or, you know, I mentioned this Instagram influencers, because there's so many people like that who are selling plans, or anyone who is a quote unquote health expert. I don't think that we should ever go to extremes. And it goes back to the, we know what is good for us. We know that fruits and vegetables are good for us. They've been around since, you know, the day the earth was born.
Right.
If you're eating something with a package, with a label on it, then you will not see the same results than if you're just eating that real, whole, colorful food.
Exactly. Personally, I've never seen or heard of anyone that got fat from eating too many whole fruits. It just doesn't happen. I've researched it. I'm trying to find the person who's over obese because he has too many apples a day. It just doesn't happen. So that's
right.
Great.
It doesn't happen because you're so nourished that you don't get the cravings. And if you, like, whenever I'm craving something sweet, I will either make my own cookies, as I said, or I will have really deliciously ripe figs if they're in season. And that's a whole nother thing, is try to eat in season, because that is the earth's way of saying, hey, it's winter time. You're actually meant to put on a few extra pounds. That's why we have really hearty, whole, dense foods like stews and root vegetables. And then in summertime, you naturally lose the weight because it's, you know, light outside and we're outside plain. And so the fruits and vegetables reflect that, with cucumbers very high in water content, the same with watermelon. And so that's another small thing that people are so concerned with, losing weight all year round. And it's it's just having that knowledge that every animal hibernates in winter, and humans are no different. We are meant to actually be more hibernating animals during the winter, and then in summertime and spring, we come back to life. So eating the produce that is seasonally is a huge thing. But when you're having a craving, I always say eat some dates. Eat some real dates, the non-dried to non-dried version. And then if you can't find those, then you eat the dried version. But you eat two of those, they taste like candy. And you can put some almond butter inside, and it's a perfect snack.
That's great. We got to bring up your Instagram before we have to end this. I love your posts. I have to tell you, I love how authentic you are. So many models feel this need to portray how perfect they are. And I've seen you share the real person behind the makeup, behind the Photoshop, behind the perfect camera angles. You've shared your struggles, frustrations, even photos without makeup. I have to ask you, how tough was it to open the curtain and reveal the Oz behind all the glitz and glamour?
I love that you brought that up. For me, it was actually very easy because I remember when I started my health journey years ago and I was battling my two eating disorders, I remember looking to the top supermodels like Giselle and Miranda Kerr and saying to my, you know, to myself, I need to know that they've had a bad day because they look perfect to me. They look perfect in my eyes. I need to know that they're a normal human being because I don't know if I can get through this on my own. In that sense, where it's like you want to know that your idols have bad days as well. And so when I started my health brand, my MO was to be as authentic and real as possible to help other people know that they're not alone. Now, as the Instagram grows and as, you know, I go on more TV shows and I'm known as a wellness expert now, it does get a little hard to be really authentic and sharing that day-to-day struggle because it's a fine balance between being looked at as an expert and also wanting to help people. So I'm still finding that balance now, but my brand is all about authenticity and helping people. So it's really, really meaningful, we'll say, for me to be able to do that and share that. And I don't want anyone to think I'm perfect because I still look at people on Instagram that I think look perfect. And I have the same thing. I'm like, I want to know that you have a bad day. And so I think that we're in a time where we do need people to be more real and people like yourself and doctors and authors, people in the wellness industry or fashion industry to just come out and say that they struggle with things like the rest of us. And that's why we're seeing more and more celebrities coming out and saying, hey, I've dealt with this, or I had postpartum depression, or I'm going through anxiety. I'm getting treatment for it. And I think it's a conversation that needs to happen, especially as social media is getting more popular.
Yeah, I agree. I think people need to see others' flaws. I think that's why that live videos are so popular, is because, hey, they can't edit that. It's live. If they burp, I'm going to see them burp. Oh, my God, the celebrity burped or fidgeted or dropped something. So I think people are like, they like to see the realness, and you've definitely achieved that with Instagram. So that's great. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. It's been super. We got to have you back. I had so many more questions I wanted to ask you. We got to have you back again. This has been great. I know how busy you are traveling, and I'm just glad that our listeners got to spend a little time with you today before your big flights out of the U.S. again.
Yes, thank you. And all of that is, I've been traveling a lot on my own journey, and I'm trying to spend my time between Paris and L.A. because why not? So, I mean, thank you so much for having me on. This has been so wonderful to be able to share.
It's been great with you. To learn more or to get Nikki Sharp's meal prep your way to weight loss and the 5-day real food detox, go to NikkiSharp.com. And while you're there, I want you to check out all of her recipes and her blog posts and her 5-day detox app. You got to check that out. You can follow her on Instagram at Nikki Sharp. And she got like 350,000 followers, 350,001 if you count me. So join the fun. And for my daily Instagram health post, you can follow me at Health Radio Doc. If you heard something today that somebody you know could benefit from, send them a link to this podcast. It's available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com and radiomd.com. And while you're there, peruse our podcast library and share segments of interest with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. This is too important to keep to yourself. So share, share, share. You can can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.